Chapter 6, Rehoboam's Arrogance, the Rending of the Kingdom. Solomon slept with his fathers, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. Soon after his accession to the throne, Rehoboam went to Shechem, where he expected to receive formal recognition from all the tribes. To Shechem were all Israel come to make him king. Among those present was Jeroboam, who during Solomon's reign had been known as a mighty man of valor, and to whom the prophet Ahijah had delivered the startling message, "Thus saith the Lord, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee." The Lord through his messenger had spoken plainly to Jeroboam. "This division must take place," he had declared, "because Solomon has forsaken me, and has not walked in my ways, doing what is right in my sight and keeping my statutes and my ordinances, as David his father did." RSV. Yet Jeroboam had also been instructed that the kingdom was not to be divided before the close of Solomon's reign. "I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes, but I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. Although Solomon had longed to prepare Rehoboam to meet with wisdom the crisis foretold by the prophet of God, he had never been able to exert a strong influence for good over his son, whose early training had been grossly neglected. Rehoboam had received from his mother, an Ammonitess, the stamp of a vacillating character. At times he endeavored to serve God, but at last he yielded to the evil influences that had surrounded him from infancy. In the mistakes of Rehoboam's life and in his final apostasy is revealed the fearful result of Solomon's union with idolatrous women. The tribes had long suffered under the oppressive measures of their former ruler. Extravagance had led Solomon to tax the people heavily and to require much menial service. Before the coronation of a new ruler, the leading men determined to ascertain whether it was the purpose of Solomon's son to lessen these burdens. Jeroboam and all Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, "Thy father made our yoke grievous, now therefore ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father, and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee." Desirous of taking counsel with his advisers before outlining his policy, Rehoboam answered, "Come again unto me after 3 days." And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, "What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people?" And they spake unto him, saying, "If thou be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever."